Town of Bruley Committee meetings for May the 2nd, 2011, will come to order. Please turn off the silence electronic devices. Mr. Abear, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember O'Meara.
Here.
Councilmember Lawberger.
Here.
Here.
Councilmember Andre. Councilmember Hirschaw.
Present.
Councilmember Custer.
Here.
Mayor Norman.
Here. Councilmember Andre has a turnaround and he worked long hours, so we... The minutes for the April 11th meeting are in your package. If you have any changes or corrections, let us know. Be on the agenda for next time. Committee reports, Live Oak, West Live Oak generator status. I gave y'all a status last time up to the point up to a certain point. Since the last meeting we've had, Generac has done a lot of work for us for free to determine what the right size of the generator should be. And in turn, Owen and White has a engineer that they hire when they have electrical stuff, Mr. Raleigh Cox, and he did a lot of research and a lot of studying and went out there and basically went over our panel with a fine-tooth comb. And everyone seems to believe that a 80-kilowatt generator will work. We have a 60 out there. So what I did was I wrote up a proposal for JEF. Did you not hear the part about turn off our silent electronic devices?
Well, he also didn't stand up for the pledge either.
He didn't. Oh,
well,
Lord.
Halfway through he stood up.
Oh, my God.
You blame Jamie. You blame Chief for that.
Well, you can silence it. You can turn it off.
Man,
I don't have no excuse. I don't want excuses.
It's not time for your report.
When you're giving somebody a ticket to say, oh, I really wasn't paying attention and all. I met with, me and Wayne met with John Lurie of JEL and presented him with the proposal. The proposal is basically, here's your money back for your generator. No, give us the money back that we paid for the generator. You get your generator back, and we'll pay you the difference between a brand new 60 and a brand new 60 and a brand new 100. And he at first didn't like that idea, and he whined and cried and all that other stuff. And then at the conclusion of the meeting, he agreed to go back and itemize item by item what his costs were versus the, you know, costs we're going to pay, et cetera, et cetera. So, make a long story short, we're in negotiations with him as far as what we're going to do. But it's been our stance with him all along that the town of Bruley is willing to pay the same amount of money we would have paid if we had bought a 100-kilowatt generator from the very beginning. No more, no less. And he has to prove it to us that that's what it would have cost in the end. We have factual numbers on what these generators cost from the factory, so he can't just tell us this is what it really cost. No. So there was a point at which he just said, well, you hear from my lawyer, and he started to walk out, and I said, good. And then he came back, and he got a little calmer after that. So we'll see how it works out. He's supposed to get us something pretty quick this week. And other than that, the station is working good. The portable generator that we bring out there is starting to pumps, even though at one time it didn't, and we really don't know what was different. But anyway, we're in the same state we were before we started buying this generator, except we got a 60 one out there that doesn't work. So it works, but it won't start our motors. So I'll keep you posted on that as we go down the road.
You said his name was John Lurie?
Lurie, yeah. His wife is a lawyer. That's all I have on that. Public Works, anybody have anything? Do you have anything, Leroy?
No, I sent you an estimate for your budget.
Yeah, that's next week. I'll have the budget for you next week. Planning and zoning, top three derelict buildings. Let's see what I got here. I had brought my own notes, so. We actually have more derelict buildings we're working on than what's on this list. I'll try to go through them. Shucks. First one on the list is 143 East Main.
143?
It's East Main.
153?
All right, 153.
Is that the Center there, Keith?
I don't know. You see, I'm fumbling through my garbage here.
It should be.
Here it is. Here it is. Okay. Yeah, that's Keith. That's 153?
153.
All right, I'll correct it. Anyway, the letter, they have been sent a certified letter telling them, with the inspection report attached, we did an inspection of the building, with the inspection report attached, and told them to either do something about it or else. Have they picked it up? Do we know? I don't remember.
No, we just have the return receipt.
They haven't picked it up. So when they pick it up, they'll have five or 10 days?
Well, we've got a hearing scheduled for them next Monday night.
We do?
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to pick it up first?
Well, that was to notify them of it. So if they don't pick it up first, then we'll have to reschedule it.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
You need to put that on the agenda.
Yes, you picked those five up? Yes, you have got
it? Yes.
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 You picked up the last one that Chief
said. Okay, the next one is 234 St. Luke. I contacted the owner of the property. He says that he's working on a house right down the street, and as soon as he finishes working on that one, he will work on ours. And I said, well, that doesn't sound very, very definite. He says, well, it'll take me about a month to get rid of, finish the other one, and it was very evasive. So I told him, he and I agreed that he'd call me back June 15th and tell me what's going on. But I don't get a warm feeling that he's really that interested in fixing it, but we'll see. Yeah, no, nobody's living there. 521 Gwen, that's the one that's been tied up in court, and we have a court date for them to declare the, what do they call the thing they got to declare? It's Veals and
Angel.
Yeah, Angel.
Oh, well, yeah, they've got
to. What do they have to, the court has to appoint, what is that called?
Well, they're already past that point.
Okay.
But it's what the court's going to do on the reopening.
Okay.
Succession.
Yeah. All right. So it's a decision, getting to a decision point.
Yeah, you got a court date on the 18th, I believe that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, and some that aren't on the list, I contacted Victor Woods about the house next to Miss Precious's, and he owns half, and two of his cousins own a quarter. Said he'd call me back. He didn't call me back. So I'm going to keep talking to him about that, and we'll see if we get to that one on the list. And the one I talked about a while ago was 408 Gwen. 521 Gwen is Miss Harris, who apparently that's an estate. And the guy who actually runs the show lives in Georgia. But he called me back and sent me an email and said that they were going to be renovating the house in a very short period of time. So
they should be working on it.
I know they want to sell it, so I have some inside information that they want to sell it. And, of course, 3658 Live Oak, Brady Richard's house now has a roof on it. And I know Jim is going to take care of the sides. And poor Brady, he's got a rough life. I ain't lying. But anyway, that's the status of all of those. And now, what I did want to talk about, we're getting very close to, if we haven't reached the point where the houses that are what I would consider derelict are occupied houses. So to that end, Wayne called three or four people, and he finally got a lady named Angela Kramer of Furman and Associates out of Morgan City, and they do CDBG housing maintenance grants. And she seems optimistic about being able to, even though she seems optimistic about being able to do significant maintenance on some of these houses and, you know, going in and actually fix them up. I explained to her that in the past we've always had trouble because the town is too wealthy, and on the same block where there's a blighted piece of property, it might be a brick veneer home that's worth, you know, $250,000. And she doesn't seem to, she says she knows of a lot of examples where that's not going to be a problem. So she's supposed to get back with us with some more information, but as of right now, I really don't want to take action against a house where there's somebody living there and really don't have the means to do anything about it, even though the property might look blighted. I mean, you can't run them out of the house. I mean, there's nowhere for them to go. I mean, some people have the means and they just, and it's a judgment call. They have the means and they just dig their heels in. But people I'm talking about, I don't think. So anyway, we're working on that angle. Anybody have any questions about derelict buildings? Or comments? Okay, planning, we've also lost our chairman of our planning commission, Shane Head Saradet, works out of town the whole week, every week. I've gotten a few suggestions on who. I've talked to one person and he turned me down. But I'm still looking. I don't anticipate having somebody for next Monday, but we don't have anything on the agenda that I know of that's coming up, so I'd rather do it next Monday. Finance Committee reviewed April bills. They're in your package. I can pick up about half of the package. We pay a lot of bills around here.
And it helps.
Yeah, it helps a lot. Administration, you got to get down to the bottom of the page before it's not something that's routine. It does give you a perspective of how many retirement and insurances and things like that go along with it. Like
David Vision.
Last budget year that you approved adding a vision plan to the glasses to the insurance plan, and it has to be a separate. It can't be Blue Cross. It's a separate operator.
A couple of them have. Okay.
Yeah. Huh? Oh, that's right. More of the insurance. My eyes are going bad, you know, so I'm trying to put it off as long as I can, like most males do. All right, anybody got any questions about bills or comments? Review list of surplus equipment. Tom, I need some advice, and it doesn't have to be today. This is stuff that's totally, completely useless. It will, if you put it in a state warehouse, it has no value whatsoever. Are we allowed to declare something surplus and destroy it? Are we allowed to destroy things?
Okay.
Wow. Check it out.
Oh.
This is, you know, like these monitors and all. They won't run. Nothing. Zero. I mean, you got monitors that we bought 10, 15 years ago. They won't run on any machine there is.
So it's not stuff that we had on a previous list.
Oh, no. No, this is all stuff that I have it here somewhere. I finally, here it is. I got an inventory done, a complete inventory of everything in administration and maintenance, everything. Well, and this stuff popped up in the shed back in the storage back there. And, you know, I'm taking my staff's word on it. But
all computer equipment?
Couldn't tell you. It, is it?
Electric heat.
Got electric heat, a calculator, postage scale. That's all broken.
I mean, some of these things that are broken, they're either not fixable or they're not worth fixing for anybody, you know.
Okay. Let me see what we got to do.
But we, you know, I guess there's some. I know they can destroy evidence and stuff on a certain type of procedure. See if there's any such thing. But like the council declared a surplus as a minimum, and the value would be zero. Okay. Any questions or comments on that? Personnel, I don't know of anything. Recreation, landmark plats.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, we have two homes that we want to ask the council to consider approving next week. And invite the homeowners to come because we won't be having an exception to get out. I want to know when these people send in applications, not too long after others were presented last year.
This house is...
Sean and Timmy's house, same basis, Bourgeois Street.
Right behind
Lynn Jones Building.
And they're built by Frank Marina White.
In the 1920s. They lived in it for some time and then
Frank
went to Cuba and South America to work with
Sugar Cane.
They rented it out and they returned to Billy in 1966 and lived there till they died. So that's why I would recommend it.
The side
view is the picture on the right. And this is the home of John and Barbara Watson. This is on
East St. Francis, a Victorian type home,
probably built early 1900s, late 1800s. And
Dr. Mark LeVere
built the home and he had his office in his home. He saw patients there. And
that family died.
Various other people owned it. The Watson home. So those are two homes we're going to ask you to consider.
Any questions? I was looking. All right, police committee, top three nuisances. About the West St. Francis grass.
Is that the report name?
Ed, what's the first one? Where is that?
West St. Francis, there's been a verbal warning, 4-15-11.
That by the traffic center?
Yeah, they cut that grass, didn't they? Yeah, that's cut.
I guess they did, because
we just give them a verbal warning. Yeah, that's Donnie Jarrow's grass. Yeah, it was cut this past weekend. And the next one, West Main Street. Oh, that's the Woods property. That's the same house that I'm talking about. They cut the grass in the front yard, but it's still, like, tall in the backyard.
That one also.
May the 9th, they'll be getting a letter.
They also have a car that they get
rid of.
But it says grass and junk.
Yeah, that's
what.
So victim might get that letter.
Yeah, but mine is different. I mean, it's I'm supposed to call Victor and put mine in. Anyway, Ori Drive, I don't really think about that one.
That's a car. Yeah, I know about that one.
Still there, or it's gone?
The letter was mailed out 3rd, 2011, and received nothing back on it.
What are these ones at the bottom? They done?
Need it?
Send a letter out on 3-8.
Corrective action by town, owner town. Yeah, they must be. All right. Any questions or comments on that? Governmental Affairs Committee, I don't know of anything. Other matters, discuss cooperative endeavor between West Baton Rouge and town. We own that cooler, and the parish has agreed to maintain it for us and run it so it'll be operable when we need it during emergency. And it's a cooperative endeavor. The parish council has already authorized Pee-wee to enter this agreement. My understanding, I wasn't there. Did she?
No, sir.
Okay. I'm suggesting we do that. Okay. So, pretty self-explanatory. Mayor's report. After very, very much, very, very much frustration, very much frustration, I drove over to Sun Electric last week, the week before, and I told them that I wanted somebody from their shop that they dedicate to working on the town's equipment. We're called one guy, another Kim Lemoyne, for electrical and our panels and all that. And there's a guy from Denham Springs that works for him, and he said he's the best, very reliable, he's always available. He came out last week and went around and looked at the panels. Actually, we had a problem while he was out there, and he fixed it. So the goal is to have a uniformity of somebody working on our equipment. That's the, you know, we have him working on our computers, and we have Don Manuel working on machines, and want somebody to work on electrical. Between Wayne and I, we don't know nothing about no electrical. So hopefully that's going to work. Spent a whole day out here with Wayne going through stuff, and time will tell, but that's the direction we headed. Telemetry system, Kim and the guy who owns the system did something to make it remotely available. Wayne and him can look it up on their home computers, hopefully handheld computers pretty soon. In fact, they had something happen this weekend, and Wayne silenced the alarms from his house, so it's working. It's,
we have another feature of it.
Get your questions ready, and get all your neighbors and everybody you can find to come to next Monday's meeting. At the beginning of the meeting, Mr. Johnson is going to be here. He is the boss at Walmart. And I told him to come on down. I personally like the guy. He's very, but I don't think he's getting the right story. He actually called me the week before looking for people. He's run off a few people, and he cannot get people. He said he needs people all the way from buggy chases in the parking lot all the way up to supervision. He needs people. And he wants good people, and I keep getting flagged down by neighbors and friends and saying nothing's improved. I don't know. You know, he needs to hear it from the public, but get your friends and neighbors to come. I mean, serious. I mean, I'm serious. I attended a chamber function that was a legislative update, and our new representative, Ms. Broom, Major Tebow and Aaron St. Germain all spoke. It was a little bit
informative.
They mostly talked about reapportionment, which is already done. I attended Lukeville Career Day, and it was very nice. Me and about five other people talked. It was well done. I already talked about our inventory is completed. And there is a citizen who lives on East St. Francis Street who I received an official complaint about that he's running a business in his backyard. I sent him a certified letter for him to come visit with me. He came to visit with me. He swears to be damned that he never has and never will, isn't now, and will never run a business in his backyard. Never has hired an employee, never has, doesn't have any equipment back there that wouldn't normally be in a person's shop. So until we give him some time and see what's really happening, I can't take it for that right now, but I plan to make an unannounced visit back here like on a weekend maybe. Since he told me there was nothing going on. Wait. Right?
That's
Well, he says he's so tired on weekends from his regular job that he
can't do anything.
Each day he's so tired that But anyway, that's all I have for the mayor's report. Is anybody remarks of personal privilege? Anybody? Yes, sir.
One is a reminder to I know Landis said he's going to be good. You're out there. May the 15th is fast.
Download.
Come on, get on a website.
God. Drag you kicking and screaming into the 21st century. You know?
You have email?
Download. Yeah.
By the way, did you get an email from me this week or last week? Any emails from
me? Yeah.
If you even read them.
Yeah.
You sort of want about.
In between the guys.
You sort of want about the garbage, Allied Waste? Okay, you need to talk to him. I don't want to talk about it right now. Yes, sir.
Well, I thought I'll talk on the sewage on Anna. Been doing that. Yeah, there's no problem solving the sewage.
Well, we went out there today. They had some trash in the pump. It's actually, we've been having a reoccurrence lately of it looks like mop string that's getting in there. And so, you know, just coincidentally, I was at a school the other day after hours, and they have a separate group of people come in to take care of the schools off hours. So Wayne and I were talking about it today. We're going to go to the schools and find out who those people are. They might be dumping all that stuff in the toilets and don't even realize that they're causing a problem.
Yeah, they ring those mops, some of those strings break off.
That's
wastewater they dump in the toilet.
I bet
catch it every time.
And, you know, I never really thought. We've talked to Wayne went and talked to the janitor at elementary school last year because, you know, they're right across the street, and that's where we seem to be having the occurrence of it. But we would just think, and what happens is the strings get caught up in the check valve and they create a little blow through and we lose prime and things like that. So what we're going to go is try to work with the school and see if we can get them to, even if we got to put a barrel out there and come and pump it out for them or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll find out if I remember they had trouble with the pump itself, the barrel.
Well, that's all taken care of. We got a guy from Dow who was pretty much an expert in that. He came out and he made a decision on changing a pulley size, and since we did that, haven't had any problems. Well, right now we're in a situation where they're going to finish the cleaning out of the parish canal, and then pretty much we're going to wait for another big rain and see what happens, because that, you know, we're putting a lot of, according to the engineer who came out, he's putting a lot of faith in that. He's really telling Pee Wee, you really don't want to do anything to the Tonton Canal yet until you do that to see if that's really what your problem. I'm going to tell you, you take 4 or 5 feet of dirt out the bottom of a canal that's 30 feet, 40 feet wide. That's a lot of flow.
Well, I stopped that guy on a tractor the other day. They were plowing and putting the dirt back in the ditch behind fishing eyes. I finally told him,
asked
him to stay away from it, which he did.
Good luck on that.
Yeah, well, they stopped.
Yeah, I know they stopped it, but every year it's going to be, it's the same thing.
I got your answer on your first one.
Yeah.
No leeway. If it's movable property less than $5,000, the council could adopt a resolution authorizing you to sell it at private sale. You can set the value, set the price, whatever. And if you don't get anybody to bid on it, or if you don't, you gotta advertise it one time. If you sell it to the highest bidder.
And if nobody buys it?
Nobody buys it, you can discard it.
But you still gotta advertise it.
Still gotta advertise.
So that's gonna cost
you. You gotta spend money to save money.
It's gonna cost you, what, $100 right there?
I don't know. We'll get real fine print.
Like font size.
Well, we're gonna. I'm gonna suggest a value of 1 penny for each one of them.
I'm down with that.
Yeah, and 1 penny, and then we'll put it in. We'll put it up for auction one day. Anybody shows up, say, we got 10 items here. That'd be a total of 10 cents.
Thanks for
calling. Let me know, because I mean, there's a place in Baton Rouge that takes,
I don't think they'll take
recycle.
Well, if they want it, they can have it.
They recycle monitors.
Oh, is that what they do?
Yeah, they recycle monitors.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Okay. Anybody else? All right. Town hall will be closed on May 30th. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Move by Mr. Olin. Second by Mr. Kershaw. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. I say aye.
6:56.
Fish told me before he comes. I'm not saying nothing.